You haven't answered my question, I said.
What am I?
He looked amused.
I'm the same as you.
No, I said. You're a scrivener. I might have a knack for magic, but lots of people have that.
You have more than a knack for magic, Lady Ori. This?
He gestured toward the floor where my drawing was.
Is something that only a trained, first-rank scrivener of many years' experience could attempt. And that scrivener would need hours of drawing time and half a dozen fail-safe scripts on hand in case the activation went wrong, neither of which you seem to need.
He smiled thinly.
Neither do I should note. I am considered something of a prodigy among scriveners because of it. I imagine you would be too, if you had been found and trained early.
My hands clenched into fists on my knees.
What are you? I'm a demon, he said. And so are you.
I fell silent, more in confusion than in shock. That would come later.
Demons aren't real, I said at last. The gods killed them all eons ago. There's nothing left but stories to frighten children.
Date patted my hand where it sat on my knee. At first, I thought it was a clumsy attempt on his part to comfort me. The gesture felt awkward and forced. Then I realized he didn't like touching me either.
The Order of Etempus punishes unauthorized magic use, Date said. Have you never wondered why?
Actually, I had not. I thought it was just another way for the Order to control who had power and who didn't. But I said what the priests had taught me. It's a matter of public safety. Most people can use magic, but only scriveners should, because they have the training to keep it safe. Write even one line of a sigil wrong, and the ground could open up, lightning could strike, anything might happen.
Yes, though that isn't the only reason. The edict against wild magic actually predates the scrivening art that tamed it.
He was watching me. He was like Shiny, like Saruman. I could feel his gaze. So many strong-willed people around me, all of them dangerous.
The Gods' War was not the first war among the gods, after all. Long before the three fought among themselves, they fought their own children, the half-breed ones they'd born with mortal men and women.
All of a sudden, inexplicably, I thought of my father. I heard his voice in my ears, saw the gentle wavelets of his song as they rolled the air. Saruman's voice. There had been rumors about him.
The demons lost that war, Date said.
He spoke softly, for which I was grateful, because all at once I felt unsteady, chilled, as if the room had grown colder.
It was foolish for them to fight, really, given the gods' power. Some of the demons no doubt realized this and hid instead.
I closed my eyes and inwardly mourned my father all over again.
Those demons survived, I said. My voice shook.
That's what you're saying?
Not many of them, but enough.
My father. His father, too, he'd told me once. And his grandmother, and an uncle, and more. Generations of us in the Morrowland, the world's heart, hidden among the Bright Lord's most devout people.
Yes, said Date. They survived, and some of them, perhaps to camouflage themselves, hid among mortals with more distant, thinner god's blood in their veins. Mortals who had to struggle to use magic, borrowing the gods' language to facilitate even simple tasks. The gods' legacy is what turned the key in humankind, unlocking the door to magic. But in most mortals, that door is barely ajar. Yet there are some, few among us, who are born with more. In those mortals, the door is wide open. We need no sigils, no years of study. Magic is ingrained in our very flesh.
He touched my face, just under one eye, and I flinched.
Call us throwbacks, if you will. Like our murdered ancestors, we are the best of mortal kind, and everything our gods fear.
He dropped his hand onto mine again, and it was not awkward this time. It was possessive.
You're never going to let me go, are you?
I said softly. He paused for a moment.
No, Lady Ori, he said, and I heard him smile. We aren't.